one of the Aseres HaDibros is Avodah Zarah. We're not permitted to worship Avodah Zarah. And we say in Kriya Shema every day, V'havta as Hashem Elokecha b'chol nafshecha, afilu noitalis nafshecha, that one is obligated to give up his life, not to worship Avodah Zarah, to demonstrate one's love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'havta as Hashem Elokecha. On all the other Averis, we said Pikoch Nefesh is Doicha de Avera. You can drive to the hospital on Shabbos if your wife is having a baby, or if you need to eat tray for food in the concentration camps in Siberia. They all ate tray for food in order to stay alive. They wouldn't eat, they would die. So Pikoch Nefesh is Doicha Kol HaTorku, but it's not Doicha. Avodah Zarah, the din is Yehorek Val Yavor, either to worship Avodah Zarah. Tosis is bothered with Akasha, there's a machlekes, Abai v'Rove. Rove is of the opinion, that's how we pass, and if a person worships Avodah Zarah, but he doesn't really believe in it. Married to this non-Jewish woman, so she wants him to worship Avodah Zarah, he goes to church and he prays, but he doesn't believe in it. So we pass like Rove that you're not chayv misa. That's strict, it's a marisayin of Avodah Zarah, but it's not really Avodah Zarah mama. Avodah Zarah is only if you deify, if you really believe in it. So Tosis says, if the guy holds a gun to my head and he says, worship Avodah Zarah, and if not, I'm going to kill you. So I'm not in violation of Avodah Zarah, I'm just in violation of a Marisayin. So why is it Yehoreg Val Yavar? So that's what Tosis says. That Marisayin is a serious one. So that's then Yehoreg Val Yavar. Strictly speaking, it's not really Avodah Zarah. Then the Radvaz is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, the commentary's quote. Let's say a guy holds a gun to my head, he says, eat the chazer, or I'm going to shoot you. Because you know that since Yoshke came on the scene, the laws of the Torah no longer apply. So by eating the chazer, not only are you violating chazer, it's as if you're implying that he's right, that since Yoshke came on the scene, the laws of kashrus no longer apply. So that's also considered like Avodah Zarah, and that's the Yehoreg Val Yavar. What about Abizrahu Avodah Zarah? Let's say the only way to run away from the Nazis is by rowing a boat to the other side of the river, and the boat was made from Matzei Asherah, so the boat is also Hanoah. So you're not worshipping Avodah Zarah, but you're getting Hanoah from Avodah Zarah. So that's a machlokes in the Rishonim, whether you say Yehoreg Val Yavar even on Abizrahu, related Isurim, or only in actual Avodah Zarah. There's a contradiction in Shulchan Aruch between one siman and the other, where how we paskan by Abizrahu. So that's the question, how do you say halacha l'maisa? So maybe you should say safik nefashas l'hakil. So others say no, but when it comes to Yehoreg Val Yavar, we don't consider the chayei ha'adam. We say you're supposed to give up your life. So maybe you have to say safik nefashas l'hachmir. So that's a question. Avodah Zarah is also ba'anua. So there are four parts of Avodah Zarah that are also ba'anua. One is the actual deity itself. Let's say they worship a totem pole, or they actually think that totem pole has powers of a deity. So the Avodah Zarah itself is also banuah. They dress up the totem pole, they put on clothing, they put on jewelry, they put on the earrings or whatever. That's noyei Avodah Zarah. That's a pasuk in Chumash. The sachmet kesef v'zahav aleihem. You're not allowed to, it's also banuah. Not just not allowed to take, it's also banuah. Then Mishamshi Avodah Zarah Arasa Bahno. Let's say they have a frying pan that they burn incense on, or they have an altar that they offer korbanos on it. So that's Mishamshi Avodah Zarah. And then Tikruvus Avodah Zarah. Let's say they shechted an animal in front of the Avodah Zarah. So Tikruvus Zasmanov. If someone donated something to Avodah Zarah, that's not called Tikruvus. Tikruvus is only if you have Shechita Hamishtaberes, they have Zrika Hamishtaberes. Let's say the Zorik Dam in front of the Avodah Zarah, or they pour wine, they nur nisach hayayin. So the wine is all together, then when you pour it, so it breaks up into tiny droplets. So that's called Zrika Hamishtaberes. But just if I put a salami on the altar, we didn't slice it yet, if you put the salami and slice it, that's Zrika Hamishtaberes. But if you didn't slice it, then we say Ein Hegdish L'Avodah Zarah, that's not Asabano. Several years ago, there was a whole issue about the sheitlin that were made from the hair, that some of the Avodah Zarah in India worshipped the Avodah Zarah, that they surrender their beauty to their Avodah Zarah. So they shave off their head, they should look ugly. But they don't offer, it's not that they, if they would cut off of their head and donate it to the Avodah Zarah, that would be called the Zrika Hamishtaberes. But they explain that that's not what they do. They're surrendering their beauty to the Avodah Zarah. They, and they're church, they consider anything that's cut off of the body, fingernails or hair, they consider it like tzoya, like meiraglim. So they wouldn't offer it on the mizbeach. That's why they sell the hair. So the people just shave off the hair to surrender their beauty to the Avodah Zarah. It's a concept. But they're not donating the hair to the Avodah Zarah. So that's why the Rabbanim said at that time the whole thing was a big mistake, that the hair is not considered tikruvus Avodah Zarah, because there's no zrika mishtaberes. There's a difference between tikruvus Avodah Zarah and the other three. Avodah Zarah itself and the noye Avodah Zarah, the jewelry on the totem pole, and the mishamshi Avodah Zarah, the menorah that they have, that they light a menorah in the church, and the altar, and the frying pan where they burn the incense, these three lend themselves to bittul. If you get the same guy who worshipped it, or you get another, let's say if it's Avodah Zarah Shel Nochri, means it was worshipped by a non-Jew, and it never belonged to a Jew. So if it's Avodah Zarah Shel Nochri, so then it lends itself to bittul, either the same non-Jew or a different non-Jew can declare, I don't believe in that Avodah Zarah. I believe I'm God, so how can that be? They're all crazy. I believe I'm God, so how can that totem pole be God? So that's bittul. That's called bittul Avodah Zarah. Even though the guy who worships it still belongs at that, still believes that that's a deity. But another guy says, I don't believe it. Dov and Amelch used to take Itai Hagiti with them, it says in Tanakh. And whenever they would conquer, or they would win all of the wars, so they, before David HaMelech would take all the precious metal from the Bati Avodah Zarah, he would have Iti Agiti declare, I don't believe that is Avodah Zarah, and then everything was Mutabano. But the Krubis Avodah Zarah doesn't lend itself to people. Avodah Zarah in Mishamshe Avodah Zarah in Noy Avodah Zarah are also because of their present state, because right now it's Avodah Zarah. So if you get a non-Jew to be a Mevatel, it's no longer Avodah Zarah. But the Krubis is also because of its past history. So even if there's nothing to be Mevatel, it's also because of the history that it has. It served as the Krubis Avodah Zarah. If you have it Salem, you have a crucifix with a little image of a Yoshka on it, most of the Nochrim do not worship the crucifix. They worship Yoshke, and this represents Yoshke. Maybe some of them do. If there are some of them who actually worship the crucifix with the Yoshke on it, so then that becomes Avodah Zarah. But usually, the crucifix, even with the Yozel on it, is not really an Avodah Zarah. It's a religious symbol. It's like a religious painting. We have a picture of the Mother Mary and the baby and everything. That's just a religious painting. It's a religious symbol, but it's not called Avodah Zarah Mamish. So that would be Mutabano. In this week's Seder, at the end of this week's Seder, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Baruch Kitzesia Soir, Ephraim says, Kapayal Hashem, I'll have to leave the city. Rashi quotes from the Medrash Rabbah because the city is full of Avodah Zarahs. Says, I'll have to leave the city and then I'll daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't want to daven in the city because it's Malaya Gilulim. So what kind of a din is that? So some understand that B'nai Yisoscha was a Chassidish Rebbe, so he writes in one of his other Svarim, not in the B'nai Yisoscha. He has a Sefer on the Minyan HaMitzvahs, that's called Derech Pikudecha. It has a lot of halacha in it. Mishneh Berurah quotes it in one place in the Bir Halacha. So the Chassidish Rebbe writes in his Sefer, why do we call Avodah Zarah Gilulim, Gilulechem, and so on? So just like Golov, just like Tzoya, you're not allowed to daven, you're not allowed to learn Keneged Tzoya. So he says, Avodah Zarah also is considered like Tzoya. Why so? So the Pashto says, he doesn't explain it, he says, because the Tanakh is called Golov. What's the explanation? So I think the explanation is like this. It says in the Darkei Tshuva in Hilcha Shechita, in the slaughterhouse there's an awful smell because of the smell of the blood. It smells awful, but you're allowed to say a bracha there because that's a natural smell that the blood has. The only time you're not allowed to say a bracha is if you had food and a person ate the food and then he vomited it up. So that has the din ki, has the same din as tzoa, because it started off as food and then it decomposed and now it has a bad smell. So that's tzoya, that has the din of tzoya. But so if you have Avodah Zarah, it started off as a log, and then they deify it, it becomes asabano. So that's like decomposing. So that's why you're not allowed to daven keneged Avodah Zarah, because it's dinu kitzoya. Torah prohibits, we have two psukim, Tosis points out, you have two psukim, there are two dinim of chukas akum. There's one din of chukas akum, the Ramban in his commentary on Chumash learns like this. So the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, the Gemara Sanhedrin, after Daf Samach, that's the dinim of Avodah Zarah, Samach on the base. So the Gemara understands, Echayab Dagayim Eselahayim, that's the king got money. One who worships Avodah Zarah, Kidarka, is Chayiv Misa, even though the way they worship Avodah Zarah is in a bizarre dicka way. They used to throw stones at Markulis. Zarah Kevin Le Markulis, Apoir Atzma Le Pa'or. They would instead of going to the toilet, they would make in front of Avodah Zarah. That's the way they worshipped Avodah Zarah. They had a whole kavana with that. So if you worship Avodah Zarah kidarka, then you chayv misa. And if you worship that based on the pasuk, echayav dagayim ahem salahayin, there's a king got money. And then there's another pasuk that says, you're not allowed to do $4 rabbis. Zibor kitun nisel chishtachva, even if it's shaloi kidarka. Even in this particular Avodah Zarah, they never shecht any karbonis. They never do any zrikas adam, but that's the din. Zibor, kitun, nisach, hishtachvo, those four, yuchayiv. So the Ramban says that he doesn't think that that's pshuto shon mikro. That's an additional level of interpretation. Echayab dagayim esalahem, but it's arkidarka. He thinks pshuto shon mikro means that we shouldn't look around, that we have been hugging that is stale. They started 1,000 years ago, hundreds of years ago. So maybe we should look around by the Catholics and by the other religions. What are some nice practices that they have? And we should introduce them into our shuls to make our service nicer. There are people who consider themselves Orthodox rabbis who do that. They recommend we should do that. Ramban HaChumash says that's what the pasuk means. Echayab dagayim esalaheyem v'esek ken gamani lashamayim. Not I'm going to do it to Avodah Zarah. He says the Mishnah says it goes on Avodah Zarah kedarka. That's an additional level of interpretation. That's the Torah Sheval Pez additional interpretation. But Pshuto Shemikra goes on Chukas Sakum l'shem Avodah Zarah. As for example, Sir Rav Soloveitchik used to give the example, stained glass windows in the churches, because they wanted people to have the impression as if they're in heaven. So they have stained glass windows, and when the sun shines in, it's not normal. You have a different atmosphere, you have a different feeling. Rav Soloveitchik used to say, he thinks that it's a nisa deraisa to have stained glass windows in a shul. So they asked him, what about this shul, what about that shul? He says, they didn't ask me. He said, Limpet Auditorium used to be Sarasim Echuvah, they used to daven there. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, all the Jews in the neighborhood used to come 3 days a year. They came to daven in Limpet Auditorium. So they used to have stained glass windows that they still have. I don't know. So he said, they didn't ask me. Then he used to say he printed that mixed seating in the synagogues also, started from the Goyim. Years ago, by the original Christians, they did all the mitzvahs, they were all Jewish. They did all the mitzvahs, same as the Jews. The only way you can tell the difference between a Christian shul and a Jewish shul was whether they have a separate section for the women or they all daven together. Because the Christians started with the attitude, the family that prays together stays together. So the reform, the beginning of the reform movement, this is one of the things that they picked up from the Christians. Families prays together, stays together. They have mixed seating. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said, that even if the only place to hear shofar on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is in a shul where they have mixed seating, it's better to stay home and miss shofar rather than to go to shul. Because when you do a mitzvah in that context of a mixed seating synagogue, you're violating an avera. You get the mitzvah of Tkir Shof, but you violate Aver. If you stay home, you won't have the Aver, you won't have the mitzvah. So which is better? So he said, it's better not to have the Aver, not to have the mitzvah, rather than to go to shul and have the Aver and to have the mitzvah. Stay home and you won't have the mitzvah, you won't have the Aver. So that's Tosis points out there are two Yisurim of Chukasak. One is not to do Avodah Hashem, imitating the way they have the Avodah Zarah, worship their Avodah Zarah. So even if you're doing a L'shem mitzvah now, you're not allowed to. That's what's not permissible. There used to be an old practice in the shuls for many generations. They used to spread flowers in the shul on Shavuos, Zecher L'mayim and Har Sinai, because we assumed there was grass and there was flowers on Har Sinai. And then the Vilna Gaon, the Chayyadim quotes, the Chayyadim was a mechutna, the Vilna Gaon. So the Vilna Gaon did away with it in many shuls because he said they do it in churches. How did the Vilna Gaon know what they did in church? I don't know. He says in churches they spread the flowers all over the place, so even though we did it first, since they do it, it's not one of the Taryag mitzvahs, we had it as a minhag. So he said you're not allowed to do it anymore because anything that they do for their religious purposes we're not allowed to do. Then there's another prohibition of Chukas Hakam, to take a haircut the way they're going to take a haircut, to dress the way they do, to talk the way they do. That's a different prohibition. That's an issa because the Rambam writes derech the Rambam writes in Hilchos Deis derech b'yirasu shalodom liyistim shachacha b'deyosef v'maisa b'achar acherim. Human beings like to be sociable. They like to fit in with everybody else. Human being is a social animal. So if you're going to imitate the ways of the goyim, you're going to play football like the goyim do, you're going to dress like the goyim, talk like the goyim, everything like the goyim, then you're going to be nimshach after the goyim. So that's a separate issa. So Tosfos has differences la'alocha between the two. Torah has another law, al tifnu elhu alilim. You're not allowed to, God is a very jealous God. It says, Nuchumish kel kano Hashem. Sometimes you have a couple, the husband is very jealous, he doesn't want his wife to talk to any other men. Or the wife is jealous, she doesn't want her husband to talk to any other women. So our God is a jealous God, kel kano Hashem. He doesn't want us to display any interest at all in Avodah Zarah. So you shouldn't be watching television when they're explaining, shouldn't be reading newspapers, shouldn't study about other religions. To study about the other religions is not permissible unless you need it, lehovin or lehoiris, unless you're a rabbi and you have to speak. The rabbis a lot of times have to deal with galochim, so they have to know what they're talking about. Rabbi Yanke Kamenetsky moved from one apartment to the other in Muncie, I think after his first wife passed away. So his grandchildren were helping him move all the swarms. And then on the bottom in the closet, they found a copy of the Gospels. So they asked him, what are you doing with a copy of the Gospels? So he said he was a rabbi in Toronto for a couple of years before he came to Torah Vadah. So he had to speak to the other galochim in town. So he had to know what they're talking about. So he had to read the Gospels in order to be able to carry on an intelligent conversation. So the Gemara says, Lahavin Elohoris, members of the Sanhedrin, members of the Bezdin have to know what Avodah Zarah is all about, to know who's Chai Misa, what's permissible, what's not permissible. But a lot of us know more about the Christian religion than the Galochim know. We read in the newspapers, we watch on television. After Kennedy's funeral, Kennedy was assassinated. He was the President of the United States, for those of you who weren't born yet. And in his funeral took place in a church, and it was part of a religious ceremony. And so Rabbi Soloveitchik said that those who were watching the religious ceremony to listen to a hesped about a goy is not so bad. But if it's part of a religious ceremony in a church, you're not allowed to display any interest in that. Then he said, furthermore, the church at Gipaskin, that even if you don't go to Mass, if you watch Mass on the TV, you're Yotze. So he said, so all the Jews who are watching are participating in the Mass according to their religion. The whole thing is a joke, but all of it is a joke. So he said, Loi Dai, not only are you displaying an interest in Avodah Zarah, you're curious, you want to see what they do, according to the way the church says, you Yotze their mitzvah of participating in the Mass by watching it on TV. Every so often a group of cardinals come to visit the yeshiva. What happened started, Cardinal Lustiger was originally Jewish, and his parents were killed, I think his mother was killed by the Nazis, and they gave him over to Christian friends that they weren't religious, but they gave him up. They didn't want their son to be killed. They gave him over to Christians to save him during the Holocaust, and then he converted as a teenager. He converted, worked his way up, and he was the Cardinal of Paris. There was a fleeting havamina that would make him the Pope, but it didn't stand a chance because he was Jewish. Because he started off as a Jew. Years ago, they had Jewish popes. That's Yadua, but in recent years, not Shaykh. So he came to the yeshiva, and he walking around in plain clothes. This building didn't exist, that building. Came to the yeshiva, and he saw the rabbis were teaching in the morning, Divrei Torah, and on the blackboards they had equations or formula from chemistry and physics and mathematics. So he realized that the same students on the Torah in the morning study secular studies in the afternoon. Where he comes from in Europe, there is no such thing. Whoever goes to university doesn't go to theological seminary. There's a stira between the two. You can't. Whoever goes to university is not going to become a galach. So he wanted to, he had a good head, so he wanted to figure out how come by us there's no stira, by him and there is a stira. So the simple teretz is that by them it's Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah doesn't make any sense. So it contradicts reality. We have the true religion. The same God who created the world gave us the Torah. So there are no contradictions. So that he didn't think of that. So his brilliant mind came up with the teretz. We have the Harusa system. So he went into Dr. Lamb's office. B'mikre, Dr. Lamb happened to be there. Usually Dr. Lamb was Moshe Nefesh. He traveled Arba Kampus Oretz to raise money for the yeshiva. So B'mikre, Dr. Lamb is in his office. And he had time to speak to him. He asked Dr. Lim's secretary, is he in? Says, yeah. Does he have time to speak? He said, yeah. She didn't know who he was. Yeah. So he said he wants to bring a group of cardinals to the yeshiva to study the Chavrusa system because he thinks it's going to help them. So they came a few times. It didn't help them. So the whole thing is a joke. It has nothing to do with the Chavrusa system. So every year they come. The cardinals come about every year or so. And every year they have a new spiel, a new thing. Luster J passed away already, so the one who took over, the Memale Mokim, is the one who's now the cardinal in Paris. He yarshin this position. He's the Rosh HaMadam. They all speak French, and they have a translator. He translates into English, and then the Rabbeim, the Rabbanim, and the professors speak English, and the translator translates back to them. So they know Rabbi Soloveitchik, they know the essay by heart. Rabbi Soloveitchik wrote a whole essay about confrontation. What are we allowed to discuss with the non-Jews? So they know all about it. Every time they mention it, they know the guidelines. We can't talk about theological issues. So every year they come with some other gimmick, mother shtick, and there's nothing ever to discuss. So on one occasion, they raised the following question. The whole conversation was going to be around this, that the last three popes, I think this one, Francis is his name, and the last three popes, changed their theology. For many years they said the Jews are going to burn in Gehenna because we didn't accept Osahuish. Right. And now they changed their pismen. They said the Jews for many years they said Jews will never go at the beginning of the Zionist movement. The question, what was the Catholic reaction to the Zionist movement? So they printed it all the newspapers all over the world, in French and Italian and Spanish and English, all over the world. It's never going to happen. Zionism will never happen because Eretz Yisrael is the Eretz HaMavcheres for the Aman Yivcher, and the Jews lost their status as Aman Yivcher when they rejected Osa Huish. That's what they were preaching. So then they printed it. They said it all the time. We're going to go to Gehenna. And they're the Aman Yivcher, and now Eretz Yisrael can't belong to the Jews. So then they had the Mohammed HaShechrut, so they had HaKamas HaMedina. So they never recognized the Medina for quite a few years, never recognized the Medina. But it didn't help. It was a pirche against their belief. So they had to give a teretz. So they said, the Jews have modern Israel, but they don't have the real Eretz Yisrael. They don't have the Makam HaMikdash. They don't have Hebron, where Avraham Avinu lived. They don't have the real Eretz Yisrael. Then after Mohammed HaShechrut HaYamim, so the jig was up. So they have Har HaBayis and they have Yerushalayim. So the Pope said, you weren't born yet. The Pope said the day after Mohammed Sheshet Hayamim, he thinks that Israel should make Yerushalayim an international city to defend their Avodah Zarah. That's why. It can't be. It can't be that the Jews have Eretz Yerushalayim. That's against their religion. So every single year, every Pope, every year says, once a year, we should make Yerushalayim an international city. Just in order to defend, when it was under the British, when it was under the Turks, they never said you should make it international. Only if it's under the hands of the Jews that it contradicts their belief. So they finally gave up their belief. So finally now, the last three popes, that's what they said around 5 years ago, last three popes, they say no. They divide the world into three categories. They're the Christians, they have the real belief. The Jews also go to Gan Eden, and the rest of the world are of the Avodah Zarah. So they wanted to know from the rabbis, do we divide the world into three groups or only into two groups? So all the rabbanim said, two. You people, we consider you of the Avodah Zarah, and everybody who belong with the of the Avodah Zarah. That's all. And then one of the rabbanim asked them, so he said, the last three popes said that the Jews go to Gan Eden even if they don't accept Yashka. So one of the rabbanim asked him, have you convinced your Balabatim of that? So he said, no, we haven't. The Balabatim are angry. Why did they come to speak to the people who killed Yashka? How did they come to speak to the Jews? We're responsible for killing their God. So how can they? So they explained to them, no, the Jews also called to Gan Eden. But the Balabatim are not prepared to accept them. So this is a big question. Do we really consider the Christians as Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah is one of the seven mitzvahs ben anoch. Does it have the same definition by goyim as it has by the Jews? So the Ramah in Yerideya, in the Shach follows the Ramah, they understood that Tosfos, there's a Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, where Tosfos in Masechet Sanhedrin, where Tosfos says that the way they read the Tosfos, the Bnei Noach are not in violation of Avodah Zarah if they worship Avodah Zarah b'shituf. If they worship the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, so they worship the Father, that's the same Father in heaven, Avinu Shebishamayim, that we worship. they also worship Yoshke, so that's b'shituf, that b'shutfis with the father. So for goyim, that's not considered avodah zarah. So this is the Shach is supporting the Ramah. The Ramah understood that that's what Tosfos said. Many Acharonim say that it's absolutely incorrect that if they worship avodah zarah, b'shituf is also avodah zarah. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said, that his grandfather Rav Chaim held that this Ramah was kishkoga sheyotze melifne hashalat, absolutely wrong, that the Christians have a din of avodah zarah. So we have a din biur avodah zarah. Abeti abdunas kolam karmas. The din of biur avodah zarah applies all over the world. Some person, a religious Jew, bought a home in Tinek around 2-3 years ago from some Indian family. When they moved in, they planted a tree, the Shem Avodah Zarah, in front of their house. And every day they would dress up in the morning with Big Day Shabbos Yom Tov. They would bow down and pray to the tree. Then they would go back in the house, change the clothes, and everyone went to work. The house went to work. Wife went to work. The children went to school. So when they sold the house to a religious person, so after he bought it, the next neighbor is Jewish. He tells him, by the way, that tree is an Asherah tree. Usually you say Alehem al haharim, Alehem al haharim, Alehem, that Mechuba doesn't become Asabano. But it says Nechumish Asherah is Asabano. So because it was planted L'shem Kach, one Tana holds it, but it was not planted. If the tree was planted L'shem Chulim, but you trimmed it L'shem Avodah Zarah, he was mamish planted L'shem Avodah Zarah. So the mitzvah Biur Avodah Zarah applies even in Chutz La'aretz. I'm not mechuyev to go burn down all the Asherahs in Chutz La'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, you are mechuyev to. You have to tzorach l'sharash achra. You have to search out all the avodah zarah in Eretz Yisrael. You have to remove all avodah zarah. Chutz La'aretz, you're not mechuyev l'sharash achra. If you buy a house and there's avodah zarah there, so you have to destroy the avodah zarah. So the fella had it. You have to burn it. So the fella had to chop down the tree. Then he had to pour poison, some kind of poison liquid into, because the roots were very, very deep in the ground. They lived there for a few years. The roots were very deep. So they had to pour liquid poison that the roots will not continue to grow up again. Then I had to wait a while till the wood of the tree dried out so he'll be able to burn it. If you burn the wood on the tree, it's not going to burn. It's too moist. So the whole Asik, the Rabbanim guided him how to burn the Avodah Zarah. So the mitzvah Biur Avodah Zarah applies even in Chutz La'aretz. There is such a mitzvah. In Eretz Yisrael, we have the obligation, we shouldn't allow any Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael if we have the control. We have the control. So there are a lot of churches all over the place, a lot of Christian churches all over the place. The Israeli government cannot do what they're obligated to do. If they'll close down, if they'll destroy all the churches, the whole world will wage war against Medina Yisrael. So they're not able to do it. But that we should further the cause, there's some person considers himself an Orthodox rabbi, he has an institute to train the Christians how to lake tefillin, how to shake a lulav. Why do they want to shake a lulav? They want to be closer to Yoshke, because Yoshke was a religious Jew, he was an Orthodox Jew. So they want to become closer. So there's an Orthodox rabbi, he makes millions on this. So he trains, he teaches the goyim, not galoch, he teaches all the hamonam of the goyim, how to do all the mitzvahs, and they do it l'shem Avodah Zarah. So that's mamish and isa, to further the cause of Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael. So he says in public, he's a student of Rabbi Soloveitchik. Rabbi Soloveitchik said Christianity is not Avodah Zarah. That's what the Ramah said, that Christianity is not Avodah Zarah for the Christians. For us it is. Eretz Yisrael is in the Jewish control. As far as we're concerned, it is Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Soloveitchik held that even for the Christians it's also Avodah Zarah. He followed the Chasam Sofer and the Minchas Chinuch and Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik, and many Achraim say even for the Christians it is considered Avodah Zarah. So that's one of the tragedies of Eretz Yisrael now. Everybody's quoting things in the name of Rabbi Soloveitchik that he never said, that it can neged adin. In Shulchan Aruch they talk about selling rosaries to the goyim, let's say you're going to sell a prayer book to the Avodah Avodah Zarah. So there's an issue of lifnei ivud asita michshol. If it's Avodah Zarah for the goy, you're selling him a prayer book that he should pray to Yoshke. So we Paskin, there are more Paskins in Shulchan Aruch. The Vilna Gaon are not so convinced that that should be the din, but the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like those who say that if it's the lifnei ivud, it's b'chad ivud anara, the non-Jew can buy the prayer books in another store. And the non-Jew is going to worship Avodah Zarah anyway. It's not that I walk over to him. There are two kinds of lifnei ivud. One is I walk over to a person, I convince him to worship Avodah Zarah. So that's mamish lifnei yivam. But the fellow's worshiping, he wants to buy a prayer book. He's looking to buy prayer books. I'm just making it available for him, and it's available in other stores. He can buy from other people. So since he's a nochri, or even if he's a Jew, but he's a mumer, so by nochrim or by mumer, there's no lifnei yivam. It's bechad yivam. The fellow, I didn't enable him to do the avera. He's able to do the avera without me. The Vilna Gaon holds that that's called trei yivam, because he doesn't have the prayer book yet. Even though it's easily available, that's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. It's easily available. Let's say the Nazir doesn't have any wine, so he's on that side of the river, and I have the wine on the other side of the river. Trei yivam nara, and there's no way for him to walk over to the other side. He asked me, can I throw him over a bottle of wine that he should drink? So if I enable him to drink the wine, that's leaving yivam l'sitim misha. But if it's on the same side of the river, b'chadi yivam nara, so then the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that there's no lifnei yivam deraisa. So Taisa said there's only lifnei yivam derabbanan, but lifnei yivam derabbanan they never instituted by Nochrim or by Yisrael, who's a mumer. So that's why Shulchan Aruch says that that you're allowed to sell the prayer books to the goy. You have the Nishmosa Lemachem Leisaskir Le Yisham Al Picha. You're not allowed to mention the name of an Avodah Zarah unless it's an Avodah Zarah that's mentioned in Tanakh. So Baal Peor is mentioned in Tanakh. Several others are mentioned in Tanakh. So those in Tanakh you're allowed to mention. Other name you're not allowed to mention. What about Yoshka's name? So the meaning is that we don't say Yoshka's name. His real name is Yeshu. But Meikar Adin, the Hagos Maimini on the bottom of the Ramam says that it's permissible because that's the name he was given by the Bris. That's the name Arisa, Shem Arisa. When he was born, they gave him the name. The only time it's the name of an Avodah Zarah, if it's a Shem Elohus, like the second name, Jesus, the sea, that's the name that means Moshiach. That means Moshiach. So when they deified him, then they called him by the second name. So that's the Shem Avodah Zarah. But the first name, strictly speaking, is Mutter. The meaning is that that we don't even pronounce that name either. There's a question, how do you say the Darkei Tshuva and Hilchos Avodah Zarah discusses, how did the Tanaim use the word Mammon? Mammon was the god of money. So that's an Avodah Zarah. So how can they take the name of an Avodah Zarah? So the Darkei Tshuva quotes a suggestion. It's questionable whether historically is it correct. He says the Tanaim only used the name after there were no longer any Greeks who worshipped that Avodah Zarah. If there was no longer believed, no one believed in Mammon as the god of money anymore, so that's when the Tanaim used it. Is that historically correct? When the Tanaim started using the Lashon Mammon, they didn't believe in it yet. At that time, they no longer believed in it. I don't know if that's historically correct. Now, Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva way to Rabbi Parnas. Rabbi Parnas used to be a Rebbe here. Now he's already retired. He's much older than me. So Rabbi Parnas Esther, Moshe Feinstein, and Shaila, is it permissible to read Greek mythology? Because in all the high schools, they teach Greek mythology. I don't know what they need it for. They used to teach it here also. I don't know if they still do. Used to teach it. So Moshe has a tshuva. Should I assume that since nobody believes in those gods anymore, therefore it's mutter to read Greek mythology? I think he doesn't go for that. He doesn't accept that. But the Darkei Tshuva says that b'negiah to the Yisrael Shmosi Lamachem Leisaskiru Leisham Al Picha. He thinks that if they don't, that Avodah Zarah is no longer worshipped, then there's no prohibition of mentioning the name. There's a pasuk in Mishlei. Pasuk in Mishlei says that a person has to be very careful not to pass by the door that's an entrance to the home of a prostitute, because he may decide to use her services. So the Gemara says, included in the pasuk is you shouldn't walk within dalan amas of a church, because you may decide to walk into the church and worship Avodah Zarah. You have to have a harchoka from Avodah Zarah. I remember the first time I visited Eretz Yisrael, so we didn't have any children, so my father-in-law Zechanel Racha gave us a list of all of his chaverim that he hadn't seen in years since before the war, and we said we should go visit by all of them. So we visited all of them, and one of them was Rabbeinu Shfinkel. He was one of the top Rosh Yeshiva and Miri Yeshiva in Yerushalayim. He said, you have to eat all the meals by him. You can't go by anybody else. Everything. So we spent more time by him than by other people. So I remember once on a Friday night, he took me to daven. We daven mincha in the Miri Yeshiva early in the afternoon. And then he was walking with me to the daven. He always liked to daven by the Kotel Maariv. So he would, the streets are not so wide there in Ne'er Shorim. So he would go from the right side of the street to the left side. Whenever there was a church on one side, he would walk on the other side. When there was a church on the other side, he would walk to the other side. Always marchik dalaramis. The Minkacha has a tshuva that sometimes walking away is a sign of giving kavod. The Pasuk in Iyov says, "Ruin in the Orim v'nachbo," that Iyov was such an Adam nichbad, such an Adam chashuv. So when the young people would see him, they would be petrified. They would hide. They were afraid to be in his presence. Yiras HaKavod. He wasn't going to hit them. As such, a Yiras HaKavod. So they're afraid to be in his presence. So the Munkacher says, if there's a church and you don't want to walk Tocht Al Aramis, you shouldn't walk down the block and then walk to the other side as you're about to approach the church. You should walk on the other side from the beginning of the block. But Rabbi Enish couldn't do that because there were churches, some side on the right side, some side on the left side. So he kept on walking from the right side to the left side to avoid walking Tocht Al Aramis of a church. And Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to enter a church. Not allowed to enter a church because there's an issue on Marisayin. Someone may think that you're worshiping Avodah Zarah. The Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayis on Meseches Avodah Zarah, the Mishnah says you're not allowed to go on travel on the highway if this is the highway that pilgrims are going to pray. They're going on a pilgrimage. So you're not allowed to go on that highway. So the Rambam writes, you're not allowed to live in a city where there's a church. So the Rambam says, you can't live in any city. Every city in the world has a church. He says, we always violate these dinim. Everybody lives in a city with a church. You're supposed to move to the desert where there are no churches. We can't do that. We have no choice. Are you permitted during the war when the Nazis were killing all the Jews and many would hide in a church? So many would go to church when they were praying. So many Jews would make believe that they're praying in the church. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to go into a church unless you have to run into the church to save your life, but to go in during prayer service is Yehorek Bal Yavid. That you're not allowed to do. Many Jews did that. Many Jews knew the Lord's Prayer, so they would say the Lord's Prayer to save their life. The Lord's Prayer is mamish. That's to say a tefillah to the Avodah Zarah. That for sure is, strictly speaking, that's Yehorek Bal Yavid. Rabbi Soloveitchik pointed out that many of the songs that the Nochrim sing this season of the year, December 25th, many of them have a prayer in them, a prayer to Yoshke. So he said he knows a lot of Jews who sing the Christmas songs without even realizing that they're praying to Yoshke. And he said that could be that Yechayev Misa for that, even if Abisha look at Derech Avidosa. So the Gemara says the four avoiders, Zibuach, Kitor, Nisuch, Tishtachva. The Gemara says Zibuach, to shecht an animal, Kitor, Haktor, Nisuch, to pour wine. Those are avoiders done in the Beis Hamikdash on Karbonis. Tishtachva is not an avoider, that's a Kiyum Pnim. So you have a separate pasuk for Tishtachva. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that maybe just like Tishtachva is a Kiyum in the Azorah, so maybe Tfilah is also a Kiyum in the Beis Hamikdash. He thought maybe to pray to an Avodah Zarah, even if it's a loikadarki, even if that's not their practice, they don't pray, or even if they're singing a song and they don't realize that, the goyim don't even realize that the song contains a prayer, he thought that could be that's chayiv misa, mitam Avodah Zarah. Remember, I used to be the rabbi in the shul in Paramus, I mentioned it to the Baal Batim, my Rabbi Soloveitchik said, so the next week, one of the fellows comes to me, he said, my mother, you just ruined the whole season of the year, she always loved to sing these songs, I just saw him this morning. He says his mother used to love singing these songs. Yeah. There is a din Hanoah from Avodah Zarah is Asar. So there's a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Is it a kal v'chom? If Hanoah is Asar, then a Asar mehana la kolshkein, to donate money to the Avodah Zarah for sure is Asar, or not. Only Hanoah is Asar. But mehana is mutter. We paskin mehana is Asar. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan. That if Nenem Ma'avod is Zarzasa, so Mahana is certainly Osir. So no one's donating any money to the church. The Shail is, let's say, sometimes the children from the local Catholic school would be raising money for their school. So they would go around selling, they'd knock on everybody's door, they sell cookies. So we told them the cookies are not kosher, so we can't buy them. So we're off the hook. The next year they were selling OU cookies. They already found that. The whole neighborhood is all Jewish here. They're selling all your cookies. So we're selling the cookies that we're going to make money on it, and the money was going to go to support the church. They weren't charging more than they sell it for in the store. They got it wholesale, they're selling it retail. So that's a big machlokes in the Rishonim. Is that called mahana? You pay, or much of the business area in New York City, in Manhattan, belongs to the Catholic Church. So a lot of Jews rent office space. The rent that they pay goes to the Catholic Church. Is that permissible? So that's a big machlekes in the Rishonim. The accepted opinion is that it's awesome. You're not allowed to. Even though you're paying the going rate, that's how much, if it would belong to Moshe Marks, he would charge you the same thing. So if it belongs to the Catholic Church, they're taking the same thing as the Jews would take. So still, we're machmer that that's cool. A couple of years ago, Touro purchased a medical school from the Catholic Church. It was owned by the Catholic Church. So they had a lot of shilas about the kashrus and about mezuzahs and about an arrow, a whole bunch of things. So they asked me to help them out. Now they already have enough rabbonim, so they don't need me. At that time, so they need a little help. So they asked me to write a biksaf, the psak about the mezuzahs and about the cafeteria and so on. So the first thing I wrote was, in Hebrew, I wasn't consulted about purchasing the school. That's a shaila. I think that's awesome. People shouldn't think that just because he asked me. I agreed. I don't think it's permissible to buy the school in the first place because the money goes to the Catholic Church. That's awesome. But they were just asking about the mezuzahs. So I told them about the mezuzahs and about the air, about the other things. This season of the year, many non-Jews have holiday parties. So that's when they give out in the offices. That's when they give out the bonuses. They give out a bottle of schnapps. So Jews are not allowed to participate in a holiday party. You're celebrating the Avodah Zarah, the holiday. So you have to go to the party, and you pick up, you say hello to everybody. You're not allowed to, the Mishnah says in Maseches Gittin, if a Jew is working his field in Shnas HaShemitah, so you're not allowed to give him a bracha, he should have a successful year. That's Keneged Adin. You're not allowed to work the field in Shnas HaShemitah. If a Goy is working his field, Shnas HaShemitah, he's saying, have a successful year. He's not doing any Avera. If the Goy is worshipping Avodah Zarah, as far as we're concerned, we consider it Avodah Zarah even for the Goyim. We don't believe in this kula of Shituf. We all Shituf is us, it's considered Avodah Zarah for the Goy. So I should tell the Goy, have a merry Kratzmach. You should celebrate the holiday. Nice, celebrating the holidays are not there for him because he's worshiping Avodah Zarah. So you can't say that. So you can say, have a happy new year. Okay, that you can say. It is the beginning of January 1st. You say season's greetings, but you can beat around the bush, but you shouldn't say have a Merry Christmas because you're wishing him, if he's a religious guy. Many of the guys are not religious, so they're just Christmas is just a vacation day. In England, holiday just means a vacation. Doesn't mean a holiday. Doesn't mean a yom. Just means a vacation. So, but if he's a worshiping Christian, and you wish him have a happy holiday, it means he should celebrate his Avodah Zarah. So that you're not allowed to. That you're not allowed to say. So when you go to the holiday party, you can greet everybody, have a good year. Have season's greetings, beat around the bush, and wish everybody well, and then pick up your bonus and pick up your bottle shops and go home. You shouldn't stay to the party. That's a chukas akum.
How can you take the bonus if it's coming just to celebrate the pardon celebration of the
bonus? Nah. They know that they give it out to the people who are not religious also. No. The party started off. They started off. The bonus didn't start off, I don't think it started off as part of that Avodah Zarah. The bonus started because the end of the year. So other places have the end of the year party, okay? End of the year party. But if they call it a Christmas party or holiday party, so that you shouldn't participate in the party. What else do we have to know about Avodah Zarah? I remember there was one Rebbe here in the Yeshiva years ago, moved to Eretz Yisrael. So on December 25th, he asked his children, do you know what today is? No, Mayom Yomayim. What's living today any other day? Here in New York, the way everyone would have known. Everybody knows when it's December 25th. There in Eretz Yisrael, you don't know. That's what the Gemara has an expression. Yisrael shebechutz la'aretz, all the Jews who live in chutz la'aretz, over the Avodah Zarah b'taharahim. We all participate in Avodah Zarah one way or the other without even realizing it. You all read about it, you watch on television, you read in the newspapers, even if you just read the first two paragraphs. You know more about their religion than they know. They don't read the New York Times. So you read a little bit, you're ready, Al Tifna Al Halilim. We're always in violation of all these deen. Okay, more than enough speaking about Avodah Zarah. Good. What's in store for tomorrow?
Neither questions.
Hilchas Neither. Good.
Yeah, so just a question. Go back a few points about the doing, like buying land and supporting the church.
Yeah.
So in the old city, in Shalom, with the whole movement now of buying up land for people to move into for Jewish sake, a lot of it is owned by Christian, by the churches. I don't know which one it is. Would that be different in this area because it used to be ours and it's.
You have to figure out where the money is going to go. So Tosus says, if you give money to the church and the money goes to buy food for the galochim, okay, so that's not bad. You're allowed to give them food. But if the money goes to further their religion, it could be in the old city. I don't know. It could be the money just goes to support the monks. They should have food to eat. But if it goes to further their religion, that's donating money to Avodah Zarah.
A question about the tzelem that comes up practically, and a lot of the taxis and Ubers have the tzelem hanging from the thing, and sometimes even I've seen other religions, they have boxes from Eastern religions. So I just wanted to clarify, because we said usually they're not worshipped too, but then we quoted them in the Yisester, so is it okay to daven and say tzelem in the back of a taxi that has a...
My guess would be that it's only a religious symbol. I don't think they actually deify the thing that they have in the car. I don't think so. Baron Soloveitchik used to say he thinks that the lower level, the Sephardim who live in the neighborhood, he thinks that they actually, Puerto Ricans, he thinks that they actually worship the crucifix. I don't know. Do they? I think everybody assumes just a religious symbol.
How about visiting a church, like a museum, like the cloisters here in the neighborhood?
They asked Baron Soloveitchik about visiting the cloisters. He said that's the violation. Al tifna al huelila. You're not allowed to display any interest in Avodah Zarah at all. Even though it's no longer used, yeah. When we visited in the Vatican, so they took us touring in a building there where the Sistine Chapel is. So we kept on asking the tour guide, we don't want to walk into a church. He said, no, you're not going to walk into the church. Then it comes out, the only way to walk out of the building is to walk through the Sistine Chapel, which is still used now for prayer services, and then you go out. So we turned around when it came to this, my whole group turned around, and we were going the other direction. Everybody was coming in from the front door. We were going out the front door because we didn't want to walk through the church. We didn't want to walk in the church. It's not right to walk in the church. But let's say here, they sometimes have elections in the church, so they have a city town hall meeting in the church where they're discussing, the police are discussing what they have in store in the future. So if it's in a separate building like 181st Street in Fort Wash, it's in the social hall in the church, and it's a different entrance. You don't walk in to the, it's not the same entrance where the sanctuary is. It's not in the sanctuary. Or there's a church here on the hill where they have a young kindergarten there for the people in the neighborhood. It's a separate entrance. It's not the same entrance where you go through the sanctuary. So that's permissible.
Rob mentioned before that like these parties, if you have like a holiday party, you can't wish for $5. What if it's a lot of times now, it's holiday party for Christmas, for Kwanzaa, for a bunch of different holidays of all the different religions. You don't necessarily know who necessarily what the religious basis is. Would you be allowed to say it?
The role of it is there. I think they're all over the Zara, so you shouldn't stay. You really shouldn't stay.
For a building owned by the church, let's say, if you know that if you don't rent it, someone else is going to rent it, they're going to get the money anyway, does that change anything? Like, if you don't rent this office that the church owns, someone else is going to rent the office.
So therefore?
Does that make it that it's okay for you to give the money, or is there on us to
no,
be
that,
giving
No, that's
money?
What the Rishonim, most of the Rishonim hold, you're not allowed to. Even though it's going great, even though someone else is going to rent it anyway. But you shouldn't rent it. That's included in the prohibition of Mahana.
Specifically in Eretz Yisrael, where there's a mitzvah to destroy there at the Avodah Zarah, if that's the only way we can do it, by buying it from them, should that be that asset?
I don't know. Could be. Got to look up the din. This is just Rashi Prokim. There are a lot of simanim in Shulchan Aruch about this. Yeah. Okay. Good. Tomorrow we gotta do Hilchos Nida.
Oh, thank you.
Are you allowed to say it?